Friday, the 3rd of October.
Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today we're going to look at a very strange reading that comes on Sunday in the Gospels. And when we look at the first part, we could say to ourselves, what is Jesus talking about? Jesus is using very strange similes. Everybody remember what a simile is? It's where you use like or as. So listen out for the like and the as in this story. Then Jesus said, the apostle said to him, help us to grow in faith. And then Jesus said, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, you could say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. What is Jesus talking about? Let's break it down. First of all, does everybody know what mustard is? Have you ever had mustard? Maybe you have mustard on hot dogs or mustard on boerewors rolls or hamburgers. Or if you come from that kind of family, you might have mustard on potato salad, in the potato salad dressing. So mustard is a spice, And the mustard seed is the part of the spice that we grind up and make into mustard sauce. So it's an orangey-yellow seed, mustard seed. And if you've ever planted mustard seeds, you'll discover that they grow quite big leaves. But the mustard seed itself is very, very tiny. It's a very tiny little orangey seed. Sometimes they can be a bit darker in color. And normally, if you get a bag of mustard seeds, there'll be lots and lots and lots of tiny seeds. Even if you just have a teaspoon of mustard seeds, there'll be a whole lot of mustard seeds in the teaspoon. So Jesus is using the mustard seeds as an example of something very small, but actually very potent. Out of all the seeds you might taste, if you taste other seeds, very few of them have as strong a taste as a mustard seed does. So you can eat lots of beans and they don't taste as strong as a mustard seed does. And you can eat corn and it doesn't taste as strong as a mustard seed does. And you can eat potatoes, which are kind of a bulb, I presume, and they don't taste as strong as tiny little mustard seeds. So mustard seed has a very strong flavor. And I think Jesus chooses it on purpose when he says, if you had faith like a grain of mustard seed, he's wanting people to think, oh yes, he's talking about that very strongly flavored seed, the mustard seed. One mustard seed can make the whole mouthful of food taste different, even though it's so tiny. So if you had faith like that, just a tiny bit of faith that could change everything. And what's the next image he uses? The next image, so we've had the like a mustard seed, and then we have really a metaphor, don't we? So remember, a metaphor is where you don't use like or as. So if your faith, if you had this kind of faith, you could say to the mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea, and it would obey you. So that's quite cute because it rhymes in English, doesn't it? Say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. Well, do trees grow in the sea? They don't, do they? That's like a nonsense thing of Jesus to say. But the tree would do it if you had great faith, says Jesus. So he's using a nonsense example. He's using a thing that won't happen. Mulberry trees will not grow in the sea. If you did plant the mulberry tree in the sea, it would instantly die from the salt water. So it would be a very unhappy mulberry tree for a very short space of time. But Jesus is really saying, if we have a little bit of faith, we can do great things. We can do things we didn't even imagine. We can do things that are beyond our understanding. What kinds of things might you want to do with this beautiful, one, short, brilliant life that God has given you? What kinds of things do you think God wants you to do with this one beautiful life that God is giving you? If you had faith, what might you do? Let's close our eyes now and let's pray. Lord, we ask for faith like mustard seeds. faith that can be full of grace and flavor. Faith that can help us do amazing things for you. So that we might truly be seen by others as being Christ followers. We ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.